Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. North Dakota soybean and corn production was up from 2021 levels. Based on the November 1st conditions, the 22 soybean production is forecast to 203 million bushels, up 12% from last year. That is according to the USDA's NAS service. Area harvest at 5.65 million acres is down 21% from 2021. Yield is forecast at 36 bushels per acre. That is up 10.5 bushels from last year. Corn production is forecast at 386 million bushels, up 1% from last year's area production. Area to be harvested for gain at 2.7 million acres is down 26% from a year ago. Yield is forecast at 143 bushels per acre. That is up 38 bushels from last year. Sugar beet production is forecast at a record high 6.5 million tons. That is up slightly from last year. Area harvest at 249,000 acres is up 12% from 21. Yield forecast is 26.1 tons per acre. That is down 3.1 tons from last year. And finally, potato production is forecast at 22.3 million hundredweight. That is down 1% from last year. Planted acres at 74,000 acres was down 2,000 from 21. Acres harvested at an estimated 73,000 acres, actually down 2,000 acres from 21. Yield estimate is at 305 hundredweight per acre, which is up 5 hundredweight from last year. An ag organization representative at this year's COP27 Climate Change Conference says the ag sector needs to speak up about the role farming and ranching plays in sustainability and climate mitigation. Rod Bain for the USDA has more.
Among the panelists scheduled to participate in a panel discussion led by Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack during Saturday's Agriculture Day at COP27, National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue. He joins a discussion on the Partnership for Climate Smart Commodities.
Diving a little bit deeper into why farmers and ranchers are participating in this, what the opportunities that we see here, and what we should expect through these partnerships.
As well as a separate panel discussion during COP27 focused on sustainable livestock production around the world. LaRue says the opportunities to speak about agriculture's role in climate mitigation and food security on a global stage is essential.
Too often, you have a lot of third-party interest groups really making sure that their views are heard, but too often, we don't have farmers themselves in that conversation.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
This is Inside Agriculture.